meet the unsung heroes who keep Bloomington Normal's hospitals clean during the pandemic.
I'm not maybe saving a life in per se, but I feel like my part definitely helps get towards that goal.
That's Howard Rowell. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Friday, February 19th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with the latest on COVID vaccines in McLean County. Eric Stock reports winter weather has slowed distribution further.
About 900 McLean County residents who were set to receive their second COVID vaccine dose today will have to wait. County Health Department Administrator Jessica McKnight says the county doesn't have backup supplies since they are vaccinating people as quickly as they can.
It's been our mission, our goal to distribute all the vaccines that we're receiving each week, so we don't have any on hand. And so if you don't have any on hand, unfortunately, you cannot give any vaccines.
McKnight says the county won't be ready to expand eligibility next week to include those with underlying conditions. The state had set a February 25th target date for the expansion. McKnight says about 35% of eligible McLean County residents have received at least one COVID vaccine dose. She wants that number close to 75% before the county expands eligibility. She says that could take a while unless distribution increases.
Current estimates with, you know, us as a county only able to do about 4,000 doses a week, that it would take us about 8 weeks, 8 to 10 weeks to get to that point.
McKnight says the county only expects to get about 500 first doses next week. The county won't be scheduling any first dose clinics. McKnight says those will all go to other health providers in the community if the vaccines get here.
Our goal remains the same, to vaccinate as many people as quickly and safely as possible, but the limited supply of vaccine creates a challenge.
McLean County reports 51 new coronavirus cases. Its testing positivity rate rose to just over 3%, and only about 1 in 10 hospital beds in Bloomington Normal is available. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here's some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. The Midwest Food Bank plans to send disaster relief to Texas following a winter storm. The nonprofit requests donations to help cover the cost of fuel and supplies. A former technology employee for the Blue Ridge School District in Farmer City, Joshua Raymer, has admitted to a computer parts fraud scheme in federal court. He defrauded the district out of more than $336,000 over 2 years. And Bloomington-based State Farm is raising Illinois auto insurance rates by an average of 4.2%. That's less than the nearly 14% drop last year because of reduced driving due to the pandemic. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. For Robin Denowitz, the best part of her cleaning job at OSF Healthcare St. Joseph Medical Center is talking to the patients, and they've never needed her more. They need Denowitz to keep them safe and for a little companionship. Visitor policies are a lot tighter because of the pandemic.
During COVID, they're really talkative because they're lonely, because they don't have anybody with them. So sometimes I might be in there for 20, 25 minutes.
Denowitz is part of a small army of cleaning technicians who've kept patients and employees safe at St. Joseph Medical Center in Bloomington and Carl Broman Medical Center in Normal. Cleanliness and hygiene have always been important in a hospital setting, but COVID makes it more so. Some of these technicians tell WGLT they feel more appreciated doing what they do, not unlike the doctors and nurses who've been hailed as heroes during this public health crisis. But that doesn't make it easy work. Denowitz has been at OSF for 9 years. As an environmental services technician in the hospital's post-ICU area, COVID has meant big changes for her job. If she goes into a COVID room, she has to gear up, including a powered air purifying respirator. At first, it triggered her claustrophobia. Now it just gives her COVID hair.
An average day is 16 rooms. Sometimes I get lucky and I don't have a full house, but most days I do anymore.
OSF St. Joseph and Carl Broman Medical Center in Normal have seen more and more patients due to COVID. Capacity reached its lowest point back in early December, when 97% of local hospital beds were in use. Howard Rowell is a level 2 floor technician at Carl Broman. He does a little bit of everything, from trash duty to providing relief help in the emergency department. When it's time to do the floors...
This is a machine that I use. It's called a T7, so it's kind of look like a little Zamboni machine I'm kind of riding on throughout the hospital.
COVID has impacted his job in big and small ways. Raul used to hang out with his co-workers on the weekend at regular potlucks, but not anymore.
That close interaction with employees and being able to do, things as a team, that's the thing that's really changed.
When the hospital first started to see COVID patients last spring, Raul was nervous.
You know, I have a son, you know, he lives with me, and you just think about, you know, what happens if I happen to catch this COVID? Like, you know, then I would have to go home. I don't want to pass it on to my family. But yes, I think about it all the time. I'm just glad that we have things in place at the hospital that protects us. And if you just follow those guidelines and all the PPE gear and all the masks and everything we have to wear, it kind of eases the nervousness a little bit.
He is able to get the vaccine before the general public, which he plans to do soon.
So every day that I go in, I feel like I'm not maybe saving a life in per se, but I feel like my part definitely helps get towards that goal, if that makes sense.
Over at OSF St. Joseph Medical Center, Janice Harris is also an environmental services technician. But if you ask her what she does every day, she does not start with the cleaning side of the job. She says she makes people smile.
I am the light. I am the sunshine to every room I walk into.
And for those with COVID, Harris is able to connect in a personal way. She fought COVID herself and survived.
And it was just like, they couldn't have picked a better person to go into their room because I experienced it.
It has been tough, especially early on last spring.
It's like the first 2 weeks, I'm like, oh, I quit. I quit. Every day I said I quit. But I came back and I was stronger each day.
She spends 5 to 7 minutes gearing up before going into certain rooms, putting on 2 masks, goggles, gown, and gloves.
It takes probably like 7 to 10 minutes inside of the room. So you have all this gear and you're just hot. Then you come out, take it off, wipe everything down, including your mop, and do it all over.
There is at least one nice perk. She says her department, Environmental Services, is more appreciated throughout the hospital, outside of it too. Before we let you go, ISU's Board of Trustees meets this morning at 9. On the agenda is a presentation about a proposed new engineering program. That is it for today. Have a good weekend. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.